Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita.
And Mary.
From Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. Do you have a tricky giftie in your life?
Sure do.
Are you puzzling over what to buy for them?
Sure am.
Well, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens has the solution for you.
Like what?
Well, let's start small. You can brighten your giftie's spirits with a perfectly pretty pot of pansies.
With love, I can plant it myself.
That's right. And there are plenty of other cool season annuals to choose from.
What about going big for that special person?
How?
You can make a dramatic gesture with a delightful, dynamic, disappearing fountain.
Dramatic?
Disappearing fountains add splash, sound, color, height, and texture. And with a little pre-planning, Nelson's might be able to sneak it into your giftie's garden as a surprise.
Whether you need to go big or small, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens has it all.
And now back to the home show,
Garden Pros.
And good morning. Thank you, Mary and Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. They are one of our home show garden pros. And this morning we have got Kelly from Plants for All Seasons who is taking your calls and concerns at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. So here's my job. I just did it. I just did my job during the break. So I look over at Sherry and Kelly and I'm like, so Kelly, do you have poinsettias still, you know? Oh yes, we have beautiful poinsettias, you know, and I've got a couple of them at the house. And I said, so I read in writing that poinsettias were treat them like succulents.
No.
So Kelly's
here
debunking.
We go.
No. Here we go.
I just Mythbuster.
So I think there's some confusion because poinsettias are in the Euphorbia family, which a lot of cactus Euphorbias.
Okay. Yes.
Because they have milky insides.
Yes.
Oh.
However, a poinsettia is still a green, leafy,
herbaceous
plant.
From the kind of
equator,
which is kind of like rainforest.
Yeah, hello.
So just because it says it when you Google poinsettias does not mean it's true. That's why we are here.
Yes.
Because there is so much bad information out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw somebody made a video and they said, just treat it like your succulents.
Well,
if you let them dry out like you do your succulents,
they will defoliate.
They're going to defoliate completely.
And look terrible.
And they don't like the constant swings. So super dry and super wet.
No.
They don't like that.
Okay.
Chill.
All right. And they don't want to be planted outside.
No.
Okay.
They like it 50 and above. We are not that in the wintertime. Our days are short.
So consistent watering. Don't drown it. Don't starve it.
And don't put ice cubes in it.
Okay.
It's from the rainforest. There's ice cubes.
Falling out of the rainforest.
Falling out of the rainforest. That is bizarro.
So treat them nicely.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There you
Easy.
Go.
Yeah.
You just debunked it. And I did my job by asking a silly question.
It wasn't silly.
Because a lot of people that are listening believe that.
Yeah. Yes. So you know what? We just fixed it. So give us a call at 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
You gotta eat healthy to be healthy. True for you, true for your garden, yard, and landscaping. Winterize now with MicroLife Humates Plus 004 and MicroLife Ocean Harvest 423 to see success this spring. Condition your soils with one application of MicroLife Humates Plus. Follow up with spraying MicroLife Ocean Harvest for additional degrees of frost protection. Find MicroLife at your local garden center. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You are really are a heel.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are really in the sport of it. I mean, we have got some active topics here that we've been talking about. So give us a call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. Easy call. Kelly's here in the studio taking your questions and concerns from Plants for All Seasons up off of 249. And now's the time to plant. Mm-hmm. And I love that we have, that we can talk about plants for Texas.
Yes, because they really are like tried and true plants for Texas.
Right. And actually, we've got a bunch of them in the studio, which is super fun. They brought some by for us just to remind us about that putty colored pot. Mm-hmm. And you can find them at all of our Home Show Garden Pros. So tell us about the plants for Texas. These are not necessarily only natives.
Right. Some of them are native, but they're well adapted.
They're well adapted.
They can take our extremes. Yes. And they've been field trialed. So they've tried them. They have been successful. They can take the crazy weather.
Yeah.
They have 40 seasonal varieties.
Yes.
And they're easily identified in the garden center. So if you go to your Home Show Garden Pro location and you find the pot with the Texas flag on it and the Texas shape tag, you know that it's a plant for Texas.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
they're great. Like I said, well adapted, so they can take our extreme hot or extreme cold or extreme wet, dry, and they just kind of muscle through
right
with ease. So if you're not sure what to plant and you just kind of want to get started, there
it's a great program
to follow.
Yes. So Plants for Texas, Texas born, Texas tested for Texas gardeners. But what I love is they say green thumb optional.
Yes. Like I said, it has nothing to do with your thumb, right?
There you go. It has nothing to do with that thumb. It has everything to do with the soil and those plants for Texas.
Yes.
So look for those at any of our Home Show Garden Pros locations for the Texas flag and the putty colored pot, plantsfortexas.com. And thank you very much. They are beautiful. And we've got those in the studio right now. I'm about to go and start messing with that rosemary. I love the herbs.
And it's funny because they've been in here for a week and they're still thriving.
Yes. Yeah. And they're not getting a lot of sun here.
Yeah.
They're still beautiful. So Plants for Texas. So yes, we just debunked Sandy's question about poinsettias. Keep them watered steadily.
Yes.
And they won't, because if yours are starting to lose leaves.
Yeah. Yeah, take your foils off.
Take your foils off to water.
Let them drip dry in the sink and put them back in their foil and put them back where you had them.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Don't just pour water and then have the foil holding water, because then they're staying too wet.
Yeah.
So driving around, we were driving around a neighborhood in Champions. Beautiful yard. Loaded with poinsettias. They planted them across the whole front yard, and it's beautiful. But we get a 40 degree or less,
which was coming that evening, and we should drive back by.
You should, they get angry.
So they are blooming right now. So we think of them as a winter flower, but they're not. They're just a tropical flower that
when the days are shorter, like 12 hours of sun and 12 hours of dark,
that spurs them to bloom in their native habitat, which is the equator. We are not that.
Mexico and south.
Especially outside. Yes. Well, great information. And they are beautiful. They're beautiful to have inside, but we need to know how to take care of them. And if you need to know how to take care of any of your lawn or garden items, give us a call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we'll return after this.
Listen, if you want to dramatically improve your landscape, your grass and shrubs, flowers and trees, your garden, throw in some azomite. A-Z-O-M-I-T-E. Azomite adds back to the soil minerals from A to Z, including trace elements that will help your landscape thrive. So add azomite into your mix for a healthy soil. That's azomite, meaning minerals from A to Z. Pick up some at your local nursery, and if by chance they don't have it, ask them to contact their supplier for it. Learn more at azomite.com.
Ah, where is that?
Meet Jane. Jane is frustrated and stressed because Jane is wildly disorganized. In comes Shelf Genie.
There you are.
That was easy. Thanks, Shelf Genie.
Shelf Genie makes your life easier one glide out shelf at a time. A design consultant comes to your home, assesses your needs, and goes over options to make your daily routine as seamless as possible. Be like Jane. Make good choices. Book a free design consultation with Shelf Genie today. ShelfGenie.com/Houston.
More carbon is a good thing for your plants and soil. Carbon-rich fertilizers are best for both this time of year. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hello, this is Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery, and I want to talk to you about winter prep. There are several different things that we need to do in order to get ready for winter. First off, I would like to start with a liquid fertilizer. A great example is Super Seaweed Microlife has a great line. Also, Ocean Harvest. You can also do any of the granular microlife fertilizers because they're slow release. You're not going to burn. Microlife fertilizer is safe for the kids, pets, and also Santa's reindeer. I also recommend Color Star if you want to give all those flowers more blooms. Color Star is a great fertilizer. Color Star Plus also has a fungicide in it. And then if your plants and your lawn just is looking a little off color, we have some great liquid fertilizers, Iron Plus. And probably one of the last things right before that freeze, freeze cloth. But I wouldn't wait till the last minute. I'd come in and get it now. Come see us at Spring Gardens Nursery, 24201 Gosling Road, Spring, Texas. Let's be prepared for the winter and stay warm, y'all. This is Isaac from Spring Gardens, another day in paradise. Back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We are here with Kelly in the studio from Plants for All Seasons, taking your calls and questions at 281-833-3333. And we have got Kenneth on the line. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good morning, ladies. How you doing this morning?
We're doing good.
Yeah, my question this morning is I've been having problems with my lawn. It's like been receding on the edges, I guess around the concrete. The soil is not that good. And I was thinking about putting manure down before the spring to give the yard some nutrients. So what do you guys recommend?
Yeah, you could do a manure. You could do a leaf-based compost. It doesn't matter. Just get something good down there because you're saying your soil's not good. And the St. Augustine really wants something that holds moisture and is richer to foot back into with those roots to fill it back in.
Yeah.
And is now a good time to do it, or should he wait to do that?
It's on his timeline. I mean, you could do it now. I would start the process, loosening it up, maybe conditioning it a little bit with the manure. You could spray the liquid seaweed. You could put humates. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot you could do, but you can pace yourself until you get to spring to do the heavier work.
Okay, but what about the microlife? Should I put it in, work it in, or whatever?
Yes, you could totally do the microlife right now. The humates, you could work, sprinkle that down, or there's a liquid one. So you could do the granules or the liquids on either of those products, the humates.
Yeah, and that's easy to do. If this was my yard, I'd probably do all of them. Yeah. I would put the compost down, a little layer of humates plus, and water it in really good with the super seaweed. That's going to start breaking the soil down and making a more hospitable environment for your roots. Like Kelly said, they'll start to creep in that area. Your roots aren't in an active growth state. Your grass isn't in an active growth state, but your roots are. So take advantage of this time to get the soil ready so that when we do go into an active growth state, in March, the end of March, beginning of April, the grass is ready to go.
Perfect. Does that help, Kenneth?
Thank you, ladies. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thanks
All right.
for listening.
Enjoy the results.
Yeah.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We will return with callers after this.
Sure, you can buy woodworking tools at a lot of places, but nothing compares to the Circle Saw experience. You'll find top industry expert advice to get you the perfect tool for any project. Stretch the lifespan of your tools with maintenance and repairs. Pick up new blades or sharpen your existing blades. Buy local, support local, the Circle Saw experience. Come see why they've proudly served the Houston community for 60 years inside the loop at 2510 Ella Boulevard and online at circlesaw.com.
Walking in the world. now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Sherry and Sandy are here, and Kelly's in the studio taking your calls at 281-833-3333, and we will get to those callers after this. We've got Nelson Plant Food to talk about, another yes. go-to product on your garden shelf.
Locally blended, high-quality nitrogen sources. I mean, it's just, and they've got a species-specific food for whatever you're feeding.
Mm-hmm.
So you, citrus, if you need a citrus food.
Right.
Azalea, if you need an azalea food. Rose food. It's, they're all blended for the exact needs of those plants.
Yeah, and they have been in business for 40 years.
Yes.
They know what they're doing. These products are just primo. Yeah. Just what you need in your lawn and garden.
Exactly. And then they have their whole lawn line. They came out with the Turf Star line.
Yes.
So right now you could do the Carboload that has the pre-emergent herbicide in it.
Nice.
And then in the springtime they have their Weedinator, which that one's really cool.
Right.
Because there is no restriction on the weed killer that's in it. So
nice.
So
yeah.
Nelson Plant Food. Yeah, Nelson Plant Food. For more information, you can go to nelsonplantfood.com or Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes.
And all the Home Show Garden Pros carry their products.
Yes, Nelson Plant Food. So mm-hmm. look for their label and ask any of your Home Show Garden Pros about Nelson Plant Food. So that needs to be on your shelf and on your list.
Yes, absolutely.
Good, good. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have got Nossen on the line. Did I say that correctly?
You were close. Nossen.
Nossen.
Okay. I was right.
Oh, Kelly was right. She wins the prize. She gets to answer your question. What's on your mind?
Hey, I haven't heard this. First of all, thanks. Love listening to y'all's show.
Well, thank you.
For the first time ever, I laid down cardboard as a weed blocker in my beds. Mm-hmm. What are y'all's? And it seems to have worked great. But what are y'all's thoughts on that? Mm-hmm.
I think it's fine to lay the cardboard down underneath, and you can put your compost with it on and your mulch on top of it, and it will retard the weeds.
Mm-hmm. And
it
breaks down and turns into organic material over time.
Sure.
Earthworms love
to eat it.
To eat at it.
They do.
So it's great to do in your in that initial bed building phase,
mm-hmm.
but then to
mm-hmm.
maintain that weed deterrence over time, a nice layer of mulch. So I wouldn't keep reapplying the cardboard
okay.
necessarily. But when you're building your bed and then you're going to mulch, put
totally
the mulch
fine.
Right on top. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
So like perhaps this spring, mm-hmm. put a fresh layer of mulch over the top. Of
absolutely.
It.
Yes. Yeah. And I'd much rather do cardboard than the weed barriers.
The cloth. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I have found that I like it better.
Oh yeah, it's way better,
mm-hmm. and it turns back into soil, so that's good. And the weed barrier just kind of over time starts to be exposed and flaps up and gets messy and gets holes in it. And then what's the point of it if it has holes in it?
Because then weeds pop up.
Yeah. So in a hardscape area, I would say the weed barrier, but in your beds, the cardboard's amazing.
Great. Yeah.
So. Can I apply like the MicroLife like right over the top of it? Will it wash in and through and get to the
eventually?
Shrubs, the...
Yeah, eventually it'll get down to it as the cardboard's breaking down. And like she said, as the earthworms are pulling the cardboard down into the soil and processing it, yes, they just have to be able to get away through there.
Yeah.
So the wetter the cardboard, the quicker it'll break down too.
Exactly. And you're putting, wet it after you lay it. And then put your mulch on top, and it'll start breaking down.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And then
May
Microlife.
I ask one more quick
question? Absolutely.
Microlife has the liquid.
My yard.
Too, right?
Been fighting weeds from my neighbors, and one day y'all said, feed and the St. Augustine for it to overtake everything. I did weed and feed in beginning of October. What can I do through the winter getting ready for spring that would help it?
Okay, so you could do things like the liquid seaweed and stuff to kind of condition the grass during the winter time. But really, I mean, since you've already done your feeding, you should just be kind of sitting tight until we get back to spring as far as fertilizing goes.
And you have to remember, the grass is not in an active growth state, so it's not going to outcompete weeds. So the weeds may take charge or take lead, but don't freak out if the weeds are growing faster than the grass, because The weeds are in an active growth state. But what happens in the springtime, that will kind of reverse once the St. Augustine or Bermuda, whatever you have, wakes up and starts to actively outgrow the weeds. Mm-hmm. That's when you can really start pumping it up and feeding it and getting it to take over. Yeah, but I wouldn't worry about the weeds. I'd rather have weeds than mud.
Yeah,
in the in the wintertime. But do things like Kelly said, your super seaweed, your soil activators, Humates Plus, compost if you need to. That'll really change the soil structure to make it more desirable for that grass when the grass comes out of its sleepy state.
When it's ready, yeah. Awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, I spent a fortune on water this summer.
Oh, my
neighbors let theirs die.
Yeah. And really the only way to save water over time is to increase that organic material and change the structure of that soil.
And you won't have to water.
I didn't have to water. I didn't have to water.
I didn't either.
Anywhere near anybody else. And my yard stayed beautiful. So.
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you, ladies, so much. That was,
thank you.
Great counsel. I'll take heed.
Okay. All right. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, have a great weekend. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You, too, can join in this conversation at 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Landscaping, like fashion, quickly shifts from chic to outdated. Keeping yours ahead of the trends is easy. Piercescapes updates your home's curb appeal with a timeless touch, from design and installation to maintenance. Whether you prefer lush gardens, sleek hardscaping, or something in between, Piercescapes brings your vision to life. 3 decades of restoring and enhancing Houston yards makes Piercescapes your fashionable choice. Get started now. Visit piercescapes.com.
How you start is how you finish.
Goes for life, lawn, and gardening.
We can help with two of those.
We're Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Good growing starts with good advice.
And the right stuff.
The kind you'll find in Nelson's.
Plants green and flowering. Hand-selected for our climate.
Plus tools, supplies, and advice from start to finish.
Because a beautiful lawn and garden makes life better.
I guess we can help with all three.
We're Nelson Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com. Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
Remember to pump the brakes on watering in the fall. As temps cool and days shorten, plants need less. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning on Home Show Garden Pros. I am here with Sherry, and Kelly is in the studio taking your calls and questions from Plants for All Seasons. So I appreciate her coming out this morning before having to go to work.
Hey, I got coffee. I'm good.
Yeah. So she can't wait to talk to you after. We want to talk a little bit about trees, though, first.
Yes.
Before we get back to our callers. So we get lots of calls and questions about trees, and they are one of our largest investments around our homes.
Yes.
And we need a doctor for those, or at least checkups. And if so, call Woodlands Tree Experts, because Ed Dolphin is a certified arborist.
Right. Just because you say you're a tree doctor doesn't mean you're a tree doctor, but he actually is.
Right.
He's certified, and that's very important in the tree world, because they are one of the most important things that you can do for your property values. The appearance of your home, a healthy tree just makes everything look better.
Yes.
And so you need somebody with a trained eye that can get out there and identify problems, maybe even identify things before they're a problem, and treat it. So he can help you with your soil, fertilization issues, insect problems, planting and pruning. He even does removal if it's just past the point.
If it comes
point.
To that, yep.
Yeah, so you really need to get a trained eye in your garden. He is your tree expert. That's what we need.
That's right.
Once a year is what he says. You need to have a doctor look at your trees.
And you and Ed did some videos on trees and Woodland Tree Experts, and he was on that video and gave some guidance. So that's a really good resource.
Yes.
So you don't want to just have someone come and say, oh, yeah, we need to cut it down.
Yeah.
Let's just have Ed from Woodland Tree Experts come out. And he gave us his cell phone number, 713-703-2701. If you can't remember that, woodlandstreeexperts.com. They go all over.
Yeah.
Or go to Home Show Radio, homeshowgardenpros.com.
Yeah.
And his number's on there also.
And it's funny because after we made those videos, I'm driving around going, oh my gosh, there's so many bad
looking at everybody's
tree
trees.
Jobs.
Oh.
And I guess I just didn't pay attention before.
Yeah.
Which is weird for me because I'm always looking at things.
But
there's a lot of really bad pruning jobs out there.
Right. So we need to be careful. Woodland Tree Experts, give them a call to come and help with any sort of tree issue that you may have. So good morning to everybody. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we've got Richard who wants to talk to Kelly. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning. First time caller, first time listener.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're joining us.
Well, I got up this early.
Hey, we had to get up this early, yeah. So I'm glad you're joining us.
I have a question. I called in last year to some other garden guy. I can't think of his name, but and asked, where do you get St. Augustine seed? Mm-hmm. You see Bermuda seed all every time you go to Home Depot, but you never see St. Augustine seed.
Right. Because there is not one, because that is not the easiest. It has a low germination rate. So the easier way to get your St. Augustine going is from sod or plugs, but it's just not, it's
so
it's
it
just
does
not,
exist.
It exists, but it's not common. Commercially, yeah. Not for the homeowner to purchase more. Yeah, but it's just the germination rate is so low, it's not, the value is not there for you.
Well, that and most all of our desirable St. Augustine is hybridized, and you can't get that from seed. You have to get it from transplant. So that, you know, if you do find a bag of St. Augustine, one, it's going to be a common St. Augustine that's not hybridized to be disease tolerant, insect
foot
tolerant,
traffic.
Right? And it's going to have a very low germination rate and be very expensive. So that's why you don't see it.
The way he explained to me is, I said, well, the farms are growing it.
Yeah.
And down in Vider, over in Vider, they're growing it. And why can't you grow it? And he said that they mow it in strips. And then they leave a small strip in the middle, and it spreads out.
That's correct.
Yeah, yes. That's how they do it there. But initially, they would have done it from tissue culture, from plugs.
Yes.
To plug their whole field, and then they just harvest it every other row, and then let it fill in.
All
so
right.
They don't have to replant.
I understand Dallas, and the more you go up and get into Oklahoma, that they just go with Bermuda. Period.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's more winter hardy.
Different grasses, thinner blade grasses.
Yeah, St. Augustine, although it survives our winters here, it can't take freezing ground.
I used to mow year-round.
Yeah.
And in the past 5 years in Houston, we don't mow year-round anymore. Our yards go dormant and more leaves fall off because our winters are harsher.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
We are
seeing that.
Little flash freezes, and it actually goes into a dormant state. Yeah.
Correct.
You got it. You got it.
So I appreciate your help.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Richard. Thanks for listening.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We will talk about grass, trees, shrubs, flowers, whatever you want after this at 281-833-3333.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden's talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend. MicroLife. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Purescapes. From lawns to landscaping, irrigation to outdoor lighting, Purescapes is your comprehensive landscaping company, enhancing the beauty of Houston yards for 3 decades. Azomite, remineralizing the soil 1 bag at a time. Best Choice Lawn Aeration, the best kept secret to a greener and healthier lawn. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Hey shoppers, this holiday season, give the gift of black gold. Yep, that's right. Our famous leaf mold compost, the gift of nature that keeps on giving. This is Leo with Nature's Way Resources. Searching for the perfect presents? We have you covered. Discover our fantastic collection of nature-inspired gifts. Delight your loved ones with locally sourced honey, educational books, a diverse selection of seeds, and more. Plus, if you can't fit bags of our leaf mold compost under your tree, Our gift cards offer the freedom to explore and choose from our extensive range of gardening essentials. But that's not all. As the weather remains favorable, now is the perfect time to show your flower bed some TLC. Take proactive steps for the winter ahead by applying a protective layer of organic native mulch. Nature's Way Resources provides a variety of top-quality mulch options to ensure your garden thrives through the colder months. Located north on I-45, take the 1488 exit, head east across the railroad tracks, turn right, and you'll run right into us. Visit us today and benefit from the expertise of our knowledgeable staff for the best mulching practices. Happy holidays from Nature's Way Resources, nurturing nature and nurturing your holiday spirit. And now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning on Home Show Garden Pros Sports Radio 610. We are here every Saturday morning with a panel of experts. We just love our Home Show Garden Pros. Nelson Nursing Water Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest, Nature's Way Resources, and Spring Gardens Nursery. And this morning we have Kelly from Plants for All Seasons. And good morning, Tom. We have got Tom on the line for Kelly. What's going on in your lawn and garden, Tom?
Hi, good morning, ladies. Long-time listener, really enjoy the show.
Oh, thank
you. Wondered if y'all could discuss this unusual event we're going through, acorn masting. from the oak trees. And yeah. What is the best way to get rid of these acorns that are, you know, falling into flower beds and into the grass? I'm getting rid of those.
Yeah. Well, if you're my husband, you're pulling your hair out right now.
Yep, same here.
Yes. So he does two things. I'm not on acorn patrol, though. So he's been using his blower to get them out of the flower beds and blowing them into the yard and blowing as many as he can onto our sidewalk. And then he is raking some.
Yeah.
They do make like nut picker uppers. I don't know what the technical term.
It's a pecan harvester.
Pecan harvester. There
this
we go.
This is a family show,
know.
Kelly.
Sorry. That's like a little basket on a long pole that you can roll across the yard.
Yeah.
We're blowing and raking at our house. I don't know if there's, I'm sure the nut harvester might be the better thing to do.
I think it's almost over though. So
I looked in my tree. I think there's about 5 million left.
Well, I'm getting less on my patio, so I'm
wondering. That's good.
So yeah, he was asking about the mask.
The mask, it's so confusing because when you listen to people talk about it, it's like it's come out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But there are just years that are going to be heavier production because of the stresses of like our drought or the winter that nobody can decide. Is it the cold winters coming? Is it the drought that happened in the extreme summer? Data is kind of goes both ways on that. But it's just some years are going to be heavier than others. And this, unfortunately, is our year, Tom.
It is.
All right. Well, I appreciate that idea of the nut roller, and we'll definitely look into it.
Awesome. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, my husband has gotten rid of, I think, 2 or 3 5-gallon buckets.
Oh, it's every day.
But did you know? And I didn't know this. A lady stopped and said, what are you going to do with all those acorns? Can I have them? And he was like, you can have as many acorns as you want.
Yeah, come gather them.
She makes flour out of it.
I've seen that people do make flour in all kinds of things.
Yeah. You can actually, I thought they were toxic. Now, to dogs, they are. But to humans, if you get the tannins out of it, you purge by boiling the tannins, you can dry them and grind it and turn it into flour. And I have no idea what it tastes like.
Interesting.
And do you leave the cheese in it?
Is that keto? I don't know. Interesting.
I think, like I said, you learn something new.
Every day. Now you mentioned dogs. That kind of scares me because my dogs eat on these acorns.
I don't think every dog that I know they have to eat a lot, and it's an irritant.
Okay.
It's the tannins in it that can irritate
their tummy.
So I need to get that spray bottle back out. And
yeah, we have a sneaker. Our Lucy dog, our puppy. She grabs one.
Oh.
And keeps it in her mouth and keeps her mouth closed and comes in and goes and hides it under her bed and then at night chews on them.
Yeah, the husky brings them in the house and just deposits them everywhere, but the other one eats them. So the spray bottle is coming out, Teddy.
There
here
we
comes
go.
Mama. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Kelly is here from Plants for All Seasons, taking your calls at 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Spruce up your yard. Establish new plants. Prep them for winter. Plants for Texas makes it easy. Plants for Texas are hardy, durable, resilient plants, especially acclimated to our ever-changing environment. From summer heat to winter cold and everything in between, Plants for Texas brings your landscape to life. Grown in Texas for Texas gardens, Plants for Texas are easy to find. Look for the Texas flag on their pots and the Texas-shaped tags at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. Keep it local. Green thumb optional. Plants for Texas. Texas grown for Texas gardens.
My name is Scott McGrath. The first love of my life, Caroline Knightsbury, was attacked by a swarm of killer bees. At her deathbed, I made her two promises. I promised to name my first child Caroline, and I promised to not rest until I killed every insect on planet Earth. Well, now, just 20 years later, and with the help of my son Caroline, we are well on our way to honoring my commitment. If you have a problem with insects at your house, I strongly encourage you to call McGrath Pest Control at McGrathPestControl.com.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning. It's a beautiful. I see that sun out the window. It looks lovely today. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and Kelly is your Home Show Garden Pro expert this morning from Plants for All Seasons up off of 249. So go and visit her today and get some color in the yard. You know, the other thing we need to start doing in our yard is making sure before the next freeze, it's kind of the time of year again to start mulching.
Yes.
And my favorite is the black velvet mulch from Landscaper's Pride.
Absolutely. That's my go-to.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I'll get some of those bags, and sometimes I do it in stages, you know, depending on what bed was the newest and maybe needs a little perk up. But it's a good thing, from what I've learned, is having that mulch around the plants before any freeze comes. So, you know, a beautiful day like today, go and grab some of your bags of
mulch.
Take
a break from wrapping gifts.
Yes, absolutely.
Get a few bags, just, you know, four or five at a time.
Yeah. And Landscaper's Pride, another local curated product. And we just love that because they put all the good stuff into what we need for our plants and landscaping. Now, they don't just have black velvet mulch. They have 27 different bagged products. And you've heard us talking about the mushroom compost. They've got the enriched topsoils that you need to
and
add.
And the healthy soil compost. Tony called earlier about putting compost down, you know, to get that grass to grow. The healthy soil compost would be a great one.
Perfect.
To put down in the lawn because it's nice and fine.
Yeah, from Landscaper's Pride. So all of our Home Show Garden Pros carry Landscaper's Pride bagged products. 27. They have aggregates. They have soils. They have compost. Potting soils. So a lot to choose from Landscaper's Pride. So landscaperspride.com, or you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com and you will find out where all the Landscaper's Pride's products are sold.
Yes.
So get out there and enjoy your weekend. That black velvet mulch, it is so enriched.
I love it because it's that rich, dark black color, but it's not dyed. It's aged.
Yes.
And so through the aging process, it kind of has a compost quality with some bigger pieces in there.
Yeah. And I don't know if people are just becoming smarter, but I'm seeing less of the colored, that orange mulch and all that sort of stuff. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
So we can spread the word here on Home Show Garden Pros. Let's not use that. Use the good stuff.
Use the good stuff
that we talk about. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Let me just remind everybody that we also have a website, homeshowgardenpros.com. You can go on there. You can send in questions. You can listen from there also, you know, if you're at work and you wanted to listen. And the podcasts, those run 24/7. You can listen to Home Show Garden Pros and get so smart. You could be a pro on this show.
Absolutely.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we've got questions. I know somebody asked us earlier about pine straw. I think you addressed this already, where you get pine straw, because you talk about pine straw for weeds in our veggie gardens.
Yeah, like pine needles.
Yeah.
Like when we say pine straw, it's the pine needles. Most of the Home Show Garden Pros carry it.
Yeah.
I know Kelly at Plants for All Seasons, y'all have some.
We do have it in bales.
In bales. And it's it's clean and
yep.
beautiful. And mm-hmm. I love it for my vegetable gardens
yeah.
and my pathways.
And I think it looks good when you have like a grouping of trees, not just a single tree, but a uh-huh. grouping of trees and grass
won't grow.
Can't compete oh. there anymore. And you kind of just make a false bed with the mulch of the pine needles under it. I think it's so pretty.
Like how they do oh. up in the Woodlands
yes.
Township. Like they,
oh, yeah.
they have the big kind of just yeah. open areas where mm-hmm. why battle it anymore?
Right.
Yeah.
Competition right. of roots and sun. And
what a great idea.
It just looks
put
nice.
Put the pine needles out. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. Good, good. Well, thank you for that hint.
Yes.
And we will get back with him so he knows that, yes, go and use those pine straw, pine needles.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we'll return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.